News. I'm John Scott. Authorities say the highly decorated soldier inside the Tesla Cybertruck that burst into flames outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel shot himself in the head before the explosion and likely planned to cause more damage, but the explosive was rudimentary and the steel-sided vehicle absorbed much of the force. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill not ruling out any connection with this incident and that New Orleans New Year's Day attack that killed 15 people.
Very strange similarities to have. And so we're not prepared to rule in or rule out anything at this point. There's lots more for us to do in this investigation. We haven't even gotten into the phones or the computers.
And the man identified in the Las Vegas explosion was Matthew Levelsberger, an active-duty U.S. Army soldier and member of the elite Green Berets. The FBI now says that the pickup truck driver responsible for that deadly rampage in New Orleans did act alone. FBI Counterterrorism Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rea says Samsudin Jabbar posted 5 videos on social media professing an allegiance to ISIS.
Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote. Additionally, he stated he had joined ISIS before this summer. He also provided a will and testament.
Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. mortgage rates rose this week to the highest level since July. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate loan rose to 6.91% from 6.85% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. The Dow dropping 128 points, the NASDAQ down 51. This is SRN News. A call for Christians to be supported in Syria.
The unexpected ouster of strongman Bashar Assad in December has been welcomed by the country's tiny Christian community, but the future under the rule of Islamic militias seems murky. Regina Lynch, executive president of Aid to the Church in Need, says, quote, "We call on both the international community and the new authorities in Syria to ensure the protection of the fundamental rights of all religious communities, guaranteeing their freedom of worship, education, and right to live in peace." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and handed an 11-year sentence. This is the first case of politically driven charges against a clergyman since Belarus became independent in a 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. The priest joins more than 1,200 political prisoners in Belarus. This is SRN News. Federal agents are holding a suspect in Southern Virginia after discovering his homemade arsenal.
The stockpile was found during a December search of the home and detached garage of 36-year-old Brad Spafford. Federal investigators found more than 150 homemade pipe bombs, explosive devices marked as lethal, and some of the homemade bombs loaded into a wearable vest. Other apparent pipe bombs were found in a backpack in a bedroom of the home Spafford shares with his wife and 2 young children. He's being held on firearms charges, but prosecutors say he faces numerous additional potential charges. His defense attorneys argue there's not a shred of evidence that he was planning violence and that he has no criminal record. But at a hearing this week, the judge agreed to keep him detained. I'm Jennifer King.
Pregnant New Yorkers will be entitled to at least 20 hours of paid leave to attend prenatal medical appointments under a new law. It took effect on Wednesday. All pregnant workers in the private sector are eligible for the time paid time off. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.